This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and we are happy to have Jim Parks, a longtime supporter of the station, in our studio today. Also, Crystal Bujol. She is the founder of the Gifford Youth Orchestra, and Jim is on the board. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much, Terry.
The Gifford Youth Orchestra, you were the founder. Tell us a little bit about it.
When I first moved to Florida back in 2002, there wasn't an opportunity for children in Gifford, Florida, to learn how to play any stringed instrument, unless their families were fortunate enough to have high-paying jobs. And so children from age 6 to about age 13 didn't have any access to those lessons. One of the residents, Annie Powell, pointed out to me that our children are being left behind culturally because this opportunity didn't exist. And so I wrote some proposals, and the Front Porch Council supported the idea, and we started the Gifford Youth Orchestra. We just had violins, and there were children from age 6 to 18, but I called it an orchestra anyway. It was my vision that it would be one, and now it is one. The children play the violin, the viola, and the cello.
Do you play an instrument yourself?
I'm a pianist. I play the piano and the pipe organ. But we did find a wonderful woman, Joan Haar, Mrs. Joan Haar, who has been with us for this entire 10-year period.
And their slogan or logo, I guess, is more violins, less violence, and better tomorrows. And you said that the kids actually crafted that.
They did. We had the more violins. We had the slogan, more violins, less violence, which actually came from USC Radio, University of Southern California, and they gave us permission to use that. But I said to the young people on one occasion, I didn't like that the word violence was the last word on a person's mind. So the young people, the advanced students, added better tomorrows.
That's perfect.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Very nice. Well, you are celebrating your 10th anniversary, and there's going to be an annual concert. It's going to be held at the Emerson Center. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
About the concert? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. The young people, of course, will be playing, as we do every year. We have an annual concert. Children from age 6 to 18 will be playing. But in addition to them, we have dancers, praise dancers, jazz ensemble, saxophone player who will be playing gospel music, soloist. We have an acoustic guitarist and a harpist that are going to do a duet together. And so we have quite an extensive group of other artists that will be performing for the celebration.
And so, Jim, why are you involved in this group?
My place of business and my residence has been in the general locale of the Gifford area 22 years, and my wife and I both felt that we'd like to be a little more involved, and one day we saw a little blurb about the Gifford Youth Orchestra in the newspaper, and we investigated it, and we liked what we saw. Went to a couple practices, and Crystal got a hold of me and asked if I wanted to be on the board. I accepted, and I continue to be a financial supporter as well as on the board, and Crystal says it's about the children, but she is as much my interest as the children, because I've never seen anyone with such a passion and giving so much of her time and energy. It's a wonderful, wonderful organization.
Well, once again, this is the Gifford Youth Orchestra, their annual concert and 10th anniversary celebration. You can get your tickets in advance, 772-778-5249. Or you can find out more about the Gifford Youth Orchestra online at gyo@gyotigers.org. I want to thank you both so much for coming in.